Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Shortened edition of the show tonight. 6 o'clock, coaches show coming up. Raheem Morris. And then, guys, we've got the Frisco Bowl for you. Yes, we are your home for college football. We're going to be carrying all of these big games, so make sure that you are here as the bowl season and certainly the college football playoff gets underway. Mike, let me ask you this. What if Gunnar Stockton plays well throughout the college football playoff? What if Gunnar Stockton leads you to another national championship? The reason why we're saying, okay, Georgia fans, like, what's bad about that? Nothing. But Carson Beck has an extra year of eligibility due to the COVID year. I know many of you forget. It's like a fog.
Right.
But he could come back. And the point is, if Gunnar Stockton plays that well, does it make that decision, Mike, to maybe push Carson Beck out of the door to the draft and makes the decision much easier for maybe Kirby Smart and company to say, hey, Gunner is what we expected, and look how well he's playing, and especially if he leads him to a national championship. I'm not trying to push Carson Beck out of the door. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you this is a decision that could be made based on his play with Gunnar Stockton.
Now, I know we've covered this a lot, but again, the official status for Carson Beck from our buddy Connor Riley and Dog Nation is still unknown. They're not – so whether they're just playing that close to the vest – everything I've heard, everything you've heard is he's not playing.
Nope.
That's what we're hearing from our people around the program. He is out. And the second opinion wasn't any good, so there's nothing to change. But if you are Kirby Smart, you're right. If Gunnar Stockton checks all those boxes and is as athletic and everything that he showed you in high school football, for he accounted for 70 touchdowns his senior year, and you give him a full 3 weeks to prepare for these teams, can he do it? Yeah. Then I say, Carson Beck, good luck in the NFL, just like with JT Daniels when let's be honest, when Stetson never relinquished that job.
Yeah. I look, it's possibly a good problem to have, but we've also heard that if Carson Beck decides to come back, that it will be with open arms. Like, they're going to expect and take him back in with open arms because he brings the most experience. And, Mike, can he help himself? Listen, if I'm Carson Beck and I'm not going to be the number one overall pick, and right now he's not going to be.
He's not even in the first round in most mock drafts.
I got to come back.
Or second round for some of them.
I got to come back.
And I think that Kirby, of course, Kirby always defers to the most experienced. I'm not, and I use the JT Daniels just as an example, but yeah. I don't think that's the rule. It's the exception. I feel that Kirby would certainly take him back. But you're right. What if Gunnar Stockton takes it to a whole other level that we hadn't seen? That everybody's been waiting for since. What if Gunnar plays like Stetson Bennett?
Well, then.
Then he's. I can't. How do you take him out of that game?
You can't. And that's what I'm saying. He could go on a 3 week run, which is what it's going to be for the Dogs. They get the bye this weekend, obviously, and they await the winner of Indiana Notre Dame. But he could go on a 3 week run, Mike, where if they're scoring points and he's playing special and not turning it over and doing everything they're asking, like, it's one of those things you could just chalk it up and say, well, this is what we expected. No, it's not. This is a chance to win another natty. And you're throwing a guy in there, and Kirby said it right after the game against Texas. He hadn't played that much. He hasn't been in there. Like, to throw him into this mix and expect it is silly. But to throw him out there, Mike, and then he balls out, I think is a great problem for Georgia to have. But I also think, like, you're making a tough decision if you tell Carson Beck, thank you, but we got to move on.
Now, look, if he had gone in there just the way Tua Tagovailoa did and just balled out, I mean, it's like he did win you the game, and he was tough and gritty. He took a shot that would have, I mean, I still can't believe his head didn't come off when he took that contact. But the throw, the pick was just brutal. I mean, so it wasn't like, okay, you didn't get the full Cinderella story because Tua obviously provided that for Alabama at halftime in that national championship game. But this guy is here for a reason. He's been, as we said, he's been around. I'll say this, I do wish Monken was coaching.
Yeah.
I think Monken would get more out of him. I'm still not sold on Bobo in this scenario, but we'll see. And hopefully he does.
Yeah, he didn't have, I mean, the SEC championship is obviously a big moment. He hasn't had that national championship moment you're talking about. Like, if that was to happen in the national championship.
But that was to his first time in a big moment.
Throwing him into a situation where he could obviously fail. But again, you know what? We are going to get a chance to see. And I'm hoping that Gunnar Stockton plays well, Mike, not just for the sake of the Dogs, but that's a tough spot, man. You know, if he does, it gives you more options. If he doesn't, then you almost feel forced to say, Carson, are you coming back? And maybe they've already had these conversations. We're acting like Carson Beck doesn't know what he wants to do. Guess what? I'm pretty sure he does, regardless of what happens over the next 3 or 4 weeks. I just feel like he already probably knows, Mike. And I think this injury may have made it an easier decision.
Yeah, and it is going to be interesting because Carson Beck, you feel bad for the guy because the injury timing is just absolutely brutal because, you know, guys, the combine starts right after the Super Bowl, and next thing you know, he won't have a chance to do any. We might not, with this injury, who knows if he gets to do anything at Pro Day,
yeah.
You know, in Athens.
Well, you're limited in what you can show. The tape is uneven.
He's
right?
Very inconsistent this year, if we're honest.
Because you could tell, I mean, there have been games where obviously he was special and the balls were right where they needed to be. Yes, he had a lot of drops, but there were other games where you're like, man, who are you throwing to and why are you making this decision? So I think it's going to be interesting.
Well, by the way, I get it. You know, 10, 15 years ago, 28 touchdowns, 12 picks, he's a slam dunk top 10 pick. Not the way college. Right now, you think of Shedeur Sanders, you think of Cam Ward, Allar, the kid from Penn State, has looked great. There's a lot of places, and a lot of these mock drafts, Carson Beck is late second round.
Yeah. All right, we got a lot more to dive into. Coming up at 5 o'clock, you're going to hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and Bijan Robinson, who played amazing last night. Also, audio you don't want to miss. Trust me on this. But when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, guys. 404-726-0929. Mike and I have said it all day long. Where are you at right now with this team, and how do you feel? A lot of people just pointing the finger in one direction. 404-726-0929. More of your calls coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.